learning Masechta Sedarim, Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Oymer le'ishtoi kohadorim shesuduri mekan atcha'ovi mokim ployni harei hein kayomim lo'yoma klum. If someone makes a neder, and someone makes a declaration that any neder that my wife makes from when I leave until I come back, it should be mekuyim, that doesn't work, definitely doesn't work. Harei mufarim, what about if he says that any nedarim that she makes from when I leave till I come back is mufar, is not, you know, the nedarim are batal. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a mufar, become a mufar. Rabbi Eliezer says it works. Chum says it does not work. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, I tell you why it should work. Even though the neder wasn't made yet, so it wasn't here yet, it wasn't chal yet, still that far works because of kal v'chaymer. Im haf in nedarim shabal l'chal iser, if you can make a nedarim that already became aser, lo yef in nedarim shloy bal l'chal iser, madach a neder that's aser already. So it's in the world already. I can still make a bittel to it. I can still make a null and void, even though it's here in the world already. The nedarim that didn't come b'chlal iser yet, you can't. Of course you could stop that from becoming aser. Amru lo'i, so Rabban said back, harei oimer, ishi yikamenu v'ishi yifrenu. Esha bal l'chal hekem, bal l'chal hefer. Something that could make a hekem on it, you can make a hefer on it. Lo'i bal l'chal hekem, for example, a neder that didn't happen yet, you can't make hakama, lo'i bal l'chal hefer. You cannot have hafara either. So now, what's pshat by hakama? Everyone agrees that doesn't work, and only it's machlokes by hafara. So the Ran explains, because hafara has a kal v'chomer. Madach after it's chal. I can make a bottle before it's chal v'vada. But hakama, you don't have that kal v'chomer. It's the opposite. It's easier, if anything, it's easier to make hakama after the neder is chal. Because then you have a neder ready, so I can strengthen it. If it's not here yet, I have nothing to strengthen. So there's no kal v'chomer that way. So that's why Rabbi Eliezer says, only by hafara it works, not by hakama. Rabbanan tying it back, the mice is a heckish. Since hakama doesn't work, so hafara doesn't work. Since hakama doesn't work, so hafara, that's what, so like since hakama doesn't have a kal v'chomer, it doesn't work. So then it's a heckish to hafara. That's the Mishnah. And that's how the Rav learns the Mishnah. But just to point out, Rekivya Eger has a very big kasha here. Rekivya Eger asks, that l'chaira, start the other way. Mice said, hakama, really, maybe you can make hakama before. The problem is you don't have a kal v'chomer. You have a kal v'chomer by hafara. Hafara has a kal v'chomer. That tells you that it's easier to be made for something from before than afterwards. And that, so once you have that kal v'chomer, now make a hekesh hakama to hafara. How do you know which way to take a hekesh? Make the hekesh all the way. First with the kal v'chomer by hafara. There's nothing by a hakama telling you not that shouldn't be good. Just you don't have a kal v'chomer, you don't have a makar. So make you have a makar by hafara that works koydim ha'neda, and now make a hekesh to the hakama. That's what Kriyega asks. It's a bambakasha. And the Rishash points out that really there's a safri that says that there's no hakama before. And that's really what the Drosh Shem Sapella, the Rosh Hashanah bring it. That he says, Avav Sefri, Reis Perek Matis, Yalof Mikra, I'm reading the Rosh Hashanah, Yalof Mikra, the Leser Issa Anav Shoi, the Eini Yochel Akayim, Ned the Ishtay Achloi Tidar. So then it's very geschmack, because you have a pasuk that says hakama is a work, now you have a hekesh to hakama, it's just like hakama does not work, hafara doesn't work either, even though you have a kal v'chomer. That's very geschmack, if you learn it's a drosha that hakama is a work. But the way the Ran learns that the hakama doesn't work, it's a drasha that a kama does not work before the neder is chal. It's a drasha from the pasuk. It says, Lesar Itzar Anafshoi, Den Yochel Kaim Neder Ishtar. It's a drasha there. So, Akbon, then it's very geschmack to make this hekesh that way. But the way the Ran learns that just missing a kal v'chomer is a little bit shver. That's a Kriyega's kasha. Okay. But Akbon, we have Machlokes in our Mishnah. If you can make hafara, you could make hafara before the neder. You can have a built-in bittel to the neder before it starts with the hafara. That's machlekes. Rabbanan holds you could do that. Rabbanan holds you can't do that. And it's mashma in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah says that the only reason Rabbanan argues is because of a hekesh, and we'll get back to that at the end of the sugya, which is probably tomorrow. Eboy lehu, l'Rabbi Eliezer, how does it work for Rabbi Eliezer? This built-in hafara, how does that work? Does it work like this? Meichel cholen, the neder is chal when she makes it, ubetelem, then automatically the hafara comes in. That means when she makes the neder, there's a built-in hafara before. So how does it work? She makes the neder is chal, and then the hafara comes and mevatel immediately, miyat. Or, oidilma, loy chal and klal, it's never chal in the first place. L'may nafkemina, what's the nafkemina, which way it is? Nafkemina is like this, kegoin, the atvis achrina bahadei nidra. She says, I want to be a nazir. Now, halacha is, automatically, there's hafara on that. So what happened? Did the harei nazir work, and then there's hafara immediately? Or it never happened. And so what happened was, is Here a guy said, I want to be like, said, Va'ani, I want to be like that Nazir. So Yamris Cholin, if you say it's Chal, and then it's Batal, have a Tfisusa, then it's a Tfisa in that Naziris. Yamris Loichol, if you say it's not Chal, so Loika, Mashasha, there's nothing there in the first place. My, what's the halacha? So saying Nafkamina is, the guy is so mean, Matvis in it. So the Ran asks, it happens to be, just as a side point, the Ran and the Dharam, everything is very connected. All the whole Masechta, you're always coming back and forth, referencing different part of the Masechta. So the Ran has references a different part of the Masechta. We had in Daf Yudalef on the base. If someone goes over to a piece of basar shlam, now that's mutter to eat, and I say, this kikar is challah, should be like this piece of meat. So there's a machlokes there, if it's like hekdesh or not. Are you matvis b'mikara matvis? For what, if that piece of meat was a shlomim, or now it's mutter to eat? It's imatvis in and out. Remember that child? You had a child like that. So the Gemara that comes out, that bad teru come atvis. You mat the bad teru right now. So chara here, lemaisa, at the end of the day, when he says vani, lemaisa she's mutter, because even for was chal, but it was chal bittel right away. So why? It's chara, if you're that Gemara, it shouldn't be an afkamina. So the Ran answers, that by Naziris, Vadai, he's going on the Naziris that she said. He's not going on the person. There is a piece of meat sitting in front of you. I'm saying, this is meat is like that meat. This kikar is like that meat. So then we look down at the meat. The meat right now is mutter. It's thought of as an edda. Here, when I say Va'ani, I'm not saying I want to be like that person. I'm saying, like those words you said. And those words you said was a Naziris. So therefore, it's Chal. What?
That's not meaning
if it's
bottle right away.
No, so if it's bottle, the words meant nothing. The words were hogwash. They meant nothing, those words. Because it never started. The words never started. So that's why it makes nafkamina in the words. Balakapadim. So that's what he says. But he has another kasha. He has another kasha. Another kasha is like this. That l'chayra, we have a gemara in Nazir also, that if you make a neder and you say a nazir, so someone says vani, and then Shimon says vani, and then lady says vani. The lach is, if the first one's bottle, it's a domino effect, everyone's nazir's bottle. If the middle one is it makes a hetaras dharm, only the ones afterwards, not the ones before. So here, good, you're right, it was chal. But it should be a domino effect. Since she got a hetar on the neder, so then the one vani shouldn't. That's the Ran's next kasha. The Ran says partial thirds. That there's a difference. The other one had Taurus Dharm. Taurus Dharm was Oikilam Afreya. So in Afreya, there was never a deeper. Mashaykin Afaro is Makan Lahaba. So the Neder is here. Just Makan Lahaba bottle. And therefore, it's very Chaluk, the two things. And therefore, Avada won't be Vatla. So at the end of the day, the Gemara Shaila is it Chal and bottle or is not Chal? That's the question. Afkamina is the Gabin Aziris. So to Gemara, to Mike, what's the Halach? What's the Pshara of the Ezer? So Gemara is bring Rayas from different brises that are giving the shakla vataria of the words of the Reliezer to the Rabban and Rabban to Rabbi Eliezer, back and forth, to see if it's chal or not. Toshima, Rabbi Eliezer, im heifer nedarim shebol chal iser, lo yofer adam shloi bol chal iser, brings the lashon of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Eliezer tells the Rabban of a kavachaymer, madach akim heifer adam that bol chal iser, lo yofer nedarim shloi bol chal iser, shema mino lo chalon. Because we think right now, shloi bol chal iser means that it never was chal. Never was chal. So why do you think that's what it means? Because we thought it meant, because if not, what's the kav v'chomer? The kav v'chomer is only if it's something that wasn't chal yet. We're saying, ma, there's something that's chal already. I can vatel it. Something that's not chal. Something that's not chal. Of course I can stop from happening. So that kav v'chomer inherently sounds like it's not chal, that's not chal at all. Because if it's chal already, so what's the kav v'chomer? It's the same thing. That's not a kav v'chomer anymore. So that's the shema mino loy chal, and see it's not chal. And for the Gemara, look at the lashon of the Mishnah. Mik toni she'enim ba'im. Don't say she'enim ba'im. Shaloi ba'u katoni, which mashma, it didn't happen yet. A dying loy ba'u. So what's the kav v'chomer? I always said, the Ran explains that there's really no kav v'chomer if not, because if it already happened, so then it already happens, it's not a kav v'chomer. What's better about it? So it's still better. You know why? If the neder is chal with a built-in afara, then that's worse anyway. It says, madach a neder that was chal clean, and I can be made for it. A neder that was chal with afara, of course I can be made for it. That's the kav v'chomer. Like the Ran says, right before the wide line, it says like this. So, hilkach, akokotanam, season, shavah, dechailim, betailim, filahachi ik kav v'chomer. De im afara mevateles to dorm shabol chal iser. If the afara is a vatel neder, the bol chal iser, v'loi hoisa afari, no afara built in, Kol shekein sheyef in adarim shenoldu b'mumon imahem. Not how far as well. Kol shekein b'meif in adarim that was noilad b'mumon imahem, which is noilad b'far as well. Kol shekein that case will be a hafar, and that's the kol shekein. So still, we're not sure. If anything, the Ran says it's derived from our Mishnah that it was chal. Kol loy bo'u is mashma adayin loy bo'u. If anything, it's mashma that it is chal. That's the Ran learns. Back upon him, it's not clear still, this shayla, if it was chal and then bottle, or if it wasn't chal in the first place.